the present position is the number of Gardaí assigned to road policing has fallen by 17%, and that was in 2023. There's only 804 officers out of 11,000 frontline officers who are in the Garda Traffic Corps. Now, that is very, very small percentage, given the thousands of kilometres of roads that are patrolled here in Ireland and need to be patrolled in relation to reduction. We have to see a reduction also in the number of fatalities. The number of fatalities on our roads this year, as you know, and everybody else knows, we've been talking about it incessantly, has increased as well. But and to have just 804 Garda Traffic Corps members, you know, patrolling our roads, enforcing road traffic legislation, is insufficient and not enough.
We also see the lack of numbers being stationed in the Northwest. We saw only recently that there was, once again, the Northwest seems to be an area which is being forgotten about when it comes to Garda recruitment.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was here in Letterkenny, the traffic corps would have maybe two members per unit, four units, you know, eight members, one sergeant in Letterkenny area and district, but they used to travel out to other parts. And that hasn't increased. And actually, in fact, some of them are just temporary and has been reduced quite substantially over the last number of years. Again, lack of investment, lack of recruitment in the traffic corps, and unfortunately, lack of recruitment and retention in the Garda Síochána as a whole has caused this. The priority should be in reducing the number of fatalities on our roads this year, but that hasn't happened. And the reason being is you cannot just put a speed van on the side of a road. People see a speed van, and yes, they'll slow down for maybe a kilometre or 2 kilometres, but then they'll increase speeds again, knowing that there is probably no guard or guard a car or any other form of preventative measure out there to keep them at a proper speed or a speed limit. And that's the problem at the present moment in time. And until we increase the traffic corps at least to a maximum, I would say, because not 804 are working at any one time, they're working shift workers, you know. So you'd need an increase substantially to maybe even to 2,000 traffic corps members in this country to make it worthwhile and to ensure that the road traffic legislation is being enforced.